Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here in the broadcast booth, David Stearns, your general manager and kind of hanging. First of all, thanks, man. It's always always good to see you and get a chance to chat with you a little bit.
My pleasure. It's a fun time of year. Thanks for coming out.
You had said to me last year, and I use this all season long, you had said to me when we started talking about your pitching staff, you said there's 4,374 outs. We don't care how we get them. And I thought, you know, that's general manager speak, and, you know, it is what it is. And really, that's the way you played the season, isn't it?
It really is. And Craig did a tremendous job executing strategy, working with our pitchers, working with our staff, and getting buy-in throughout the entire organization. And we need to do things a little bit differently. We know that. And we were able to execute on the pitching front last year. I think our pitchers, both the guys we started the year with, and then a lot of the younger guys who came up throughout the year, really showed that they can compete at the major league level. They pitched big innings for us. They got big outs in September and October. And we're really excited to see a lot of those guys begin to take that next step and not only go from the young rookie prospect who has success, but now establish themselves as quality major league contributors.
Do you feel with Jimmy not being able to make it for the beginning of the season, Jeremy kind of struggling a little bit right now, Chase Anderson hasn't necessarily gotten off to a fast start, do you feel mounting pressure to maybe go get another arm?
No. We've built this team, both pitching and on the position player side, with an element of depth because we know there are going to be injuries. We know there's going to be fluctuations in performance throughout the year. So we do not feel pressure to go out and add to that pitching staff. We think we have the right group of guys here. Certainly, if there are complementary moves that we can make between now and opening day or after opening day, we're going to explore them, but I do not see any sort of meaningful move, significant move between now and opening day.
We had talked last year, and we were talking about adding arms and adding personnel, and I had asked you about money, and you said that money would not be the obstacle for us to win. Is it still that way?
It is that way, and I think Mark's proven it over this past offseason. We're going to run a record payroll this year that's going to eclipse our previous record by a significant amount. We've gone out and invested in areas of need for this team in the offseason in very meaningful ways. We gave a very large one-year contract to Yasmani Grandal to address our catching position. We brought back Mike Moustakas for a lucrative deal to help solidify our infield. So I think we've proven that where we have needs, we're willing to address. We're cognizant of our market. We're cognizant that we're not going to have payrolls the size of the Cubs or the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox, but we can spend the dollars we have efficiently. And where there is a need, our ownership group has shown and demonstrated repeatedly that they're going to support us to address baseball concerns.
How do you like Gamble right now as a backup in the outfield? Because you don't have Domingo Santana.
That's right.
You're going to try to manage the health again of Ryan Braun. You already know what you have in the other two. So talk about your outfield depth right now.
So, we made a couple trades this offseason. We traded Domingo Santana. We traded Keon Broxton, guys who had really solidified that outfield situation over the last couple of years, provided that element of depth. And one of the reasons they were able to do that is they had options remaining, and we could send them back and forth to the minor leagues pretty much at will, and it helped with roster flexibility. Both those guys come into this season out of options, made them a little bit less valuable to us, and opened up some trade possibilities. We were able to go out with Domingo Santana and bring it back Ben Gamble from the Seattle Mariners. Ben does have a minor league option left. He can play all three outfield positions. He's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start with a bat so far here in camp, but we believe he can hit at the major league level. We believe he can provide quality depth at all three positions. And if we get into a roster crunch at some point and we need to find some roster flexibility there, he gives us that option as well. So we're happy to have him in the organization. I do think he's going to contribute for
us
this
year. He's had some loud outs too.
Sure.
I was here yesterday. Yeah. He had a couple loud outs.
Yeah, he's hit some balls at guys. There's always an adjustment period, and in spring training in particular, we can get very easy to get caught up in small samples. Mm-hmm. We see these guys for two, maybe three plate appearances a day. Over the course of the spring, you're looking at 50 or 60 plate appearances, which during the regular season might be 2 weeks. And so we try not to overreact. We try to look at the broader scope of what a player has done throughout his career. And Ben, over the last couple of years, has proven he can hit.
You named Moustakas as your starting second baseman. Has he impressed you, surprised you, or is it exactly what you thought he was?
Probably both. You know, we expected him to be able to play the position. I don't know that I expected to see these smooth actions that we've seen over there.
Yeah.
We know the range is going is not going to be elite range. He's not going to get to balls that some elite second baseman get to. But I do think the ones he gets to, he's going to make. The plays he gets to, he's going to make. I think the turn at second base is something that, he's going to do quite well. So I as you just watch the game, I don't think you're going to look at Mike Moustakas as a guy who hasn't played second base before. I think you're going to see him as, a player who's very comfortable and capable over there.
I got a couple of questions from people on Twitter and said, Chris writes, why not Shaw at second and Moose at third? Because that's the way it was last season. And
yep.
I was going to ask you kind of the similar question, so I'll give credit to Chris.
You bet. And that's something we talked a lot about over the offseason as, we were in discussions with Mike to bring him back. What alignment do we think did we think was going to work best? And so we know Travis is more comfortable at third base. He was a tremendous teammate in going over there last year. I think he did a pretty admirable job over there for a guy who never played second base before. But repeatedly, he has expressed to us he is more comfortable at third base. And all things being equal, that's where he would like to be. So with that knowledge, we thought that it was worth at least exploring Mike at second, since Mike really didn't have a preference, was very open and really excited to play some second base. And so we figured we'd explore it in spring training. If it worked, that's the alignment we would go to. If it didn't work, we always had the ability to switch them back and put Travis over at second because we know he can do it. We think it's worked quite well. We actually think that this is probably going to be a preferable defensive alignment than flipping those guys back. So everyone's happy. We think it makes the team better, and we'll keep it that way for a little while.
Do you feel with what you did pitching-wise last year that you have begun to change the face of the way baseball is viewed now? And I'm talking more so that you see starting pitchers that are sitting out there that are looking for multi-year deals and a lot of big money, and teams are going, we don't have to do that anymore.
I think we, probably along with a couple other teams in the industry, have demonstrated that there's not a, one-size-fits-all approach to pitching. And that's a good thing for markets like ours because we probably can't compete with to sign some of the best starting pitchers in, baseball. We probably have to do things a little bit differently. So I do think what we did last year, what maybe a couple other teams experimented with last year, does show that you can get to 27 outs successfully and consistently in a slightly different way. Now, we have a really talented bullpen, which allows us to do that. I don't know that we would necessarily implement the strategy we implemented last year with, a different set of personnel. But when you have a Corey Knebel, when you have a Josh Hader, when you have a Jeremy Jeffress, when you had last year Joaquin Soria, when you have all these guys who, really competed at a, really special level for the last couple months of the season, it, makes it easier to make those types of decisions because we have such confidence in that group.
Do you feel, and I talk about this all the time, that Craig has to go out and push all the right buttons all over again? Because you listen to a lot of the, pundits and they'll say, well, I don't know how they can do that again this year.
Yep.
And my argument is they did that.
Yep.
So they've already done that. So you're all, you're the team that's comfortable in doing that. But it is where you have to, you pushed a ton of buttons last year, and it's like you have to push everyone right again to get back to where you were.
Look, I think we've we don't mind being questioned. We don't mind having the, external pundits wonder how we're doing this. That's kind of flattering to us, to be honest with you. If people can't really understand how we're putting together winning baseball teams, that makes us feel pretty good because it means maybe we're doing something a little bit differently than the rest of the industry. But look, I think we have talented players, and it starts with having talented players. Then we can implement some strategic elements that maybe give us a hair of an advantage here and a hair of an advantage there. But it starts with having players on the field who are really talented players who can go out and execute.
Before I let you go, I want you mentioned Jeremy Jeffress. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. He had some shoulder fatigue. We don't think there's any real injury there, but he did have some shoulder fatigue. He's now progressing in his throwing program. It is still possible that he would be ready on opening day, but at this point, probably the more likely scenario is that he begins the season on the DL. We'll probably have to make a call about that at some point next week, but he is progressing. we don't see any long-term issue here. It's just taking him a little bit longer to get ready for a season than a normal.
How encouraging is it to get Jimmy Nelson up to 94, 95 miles an hour?
It's pretty exciting. And first and foremost, I think we're all just excited for Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And those of us who are around him every single day know how hard he works to get back to a place like this, how much he cares, how much it killed him last year to not be a part, on the field at least, of the run we had. So to see him out here, to see him get the ovation he got when he came in from the bullpen, I think it made all of us feel really good, gave us a special feeling, and we're all rooting for him.
And then Chase Anderson has struggled a little bit down here. Last year, the long ball was his bugaboo. I mean, otherwise, you look at his numbers, they really weren't that bad, but the long ball was giving up way too much. So how is he doing? How is he progressing? Give me your thoughts.
So Chase came to camp with a little bit of a reform delivery, something that he and our pitching coach Chris Hook talked about during the offseason, something that really Chase instigated and wanted to work through. I think we've seen some signs there that are good, and we've seen some signs that are a work in progress. Chase is a really determined guy. I think he's going to continue to work through this. He's going to get opportunity to work through this. At the same time, we recognize that we do have depth, we do have options, and so we'll make sure that we're putting the best pitchers out there, the best starters out there that we can to help us win games.
And before I let you go, last one. Last year, your name started to be tossed about for other general manager positions and rumors and innuendos. How quick was it when all of that began to happen that Mark came to you and said, no, we're going to keep you here?
Well, I think the good news is that Mark and I were very much on the same page. And Mark wanted me to be here. I wanted to be here. And once you have that conversation, the rest just takes care of itself. So I couldn't imagine going anywhere else at this point. This is a great place to work. It's a great organization to be a part of. I think our best days are ahead, and I want to enjoy that with the rest of the city and the rest of the organization.
It was a blast last year. Hopefully you guys can replicate it and go further this year.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
This is like Punxsutawney Phil. This is the official start to spring.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.